template for change. The pioneering biologist E. O. Wilson once said that it's obvious that the key problem facing humanity in the coming century is how to bring a better quality of life for 8 billion or more people without wrecking the environment entirely in the attempt to do so. I believe there's a lot of truth to this statement. When we think about what we'd like to see as our future, it's important to acknowledge what we've already tried in the past and to look at what worked and what didn't so we can build from the lessons of our experience. With these ideas in mind, let's compare how we get our needs met today with how we imagine getting our needs met in the future. What kind of thinking is involved? The following summary is a comparison between the needs that define our communities, cities, and nations, the way those needs are met today, and how those needs would be met in a world transformed. So let's begin. The first vital need that defines our way of life is the core value of our society. In the world as it is today, that value is largely identified with material wealth. By contrast, in the world transformed, the significance that is given to material wealth would be replaced with a new value based in the quality of life as it's experienced by individuals, families, and communities. The second vital need is with regard to the way our societies and communities are organized. In the world today, that organization is largely accomplished through a centralized, top-down approach. By contrast, in the world transformed, the centralized organization would be replaced with a new form of organization based upon a decentralized system that works from the bottom up. This simple summary contrasts the two keys that determine how information, ideas, and policies flow in a community of any size: core values and organization. So let's examine each of these more closely, beginning with the core values.